Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Friday, November 13th. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says Michigan's COVID-19 numbers have taken a turn for the worse. This is the moment that medical experts have been warning about and dreading since the beginning of the pandemic. We have more from Rick Pluta.
Governor Whitmer did not announce any new emergency orders to stop or limit public gatherings. That's after losing a court battle with Republicans over her use of emergency powers. She announced there have been at least 7,811 COVID-related deaths in Michigan so far.
And unless we get our act together right now, we could be hitting our daily peak of deaths in Michigan come Christmas.
Whitmer said people should cancel holiday plans for indoor get-togethers with people who live in other households. She also said there are other public health mask and distancing orders that remain in effect. I'm Rick Pluta.
Some hospitals around Michigan are approaching capacity, and that's leading hospitals and healthcare leaders across the state to plead with residents to take precautions against COVID-19. Steve Hall is the health officer for the Central Michigan District Health Department. He says masks and social distancing are just as important now as they were in the spring.
Avoid gatherings. That's the big thing right now. I think we're seeing a lot of spread with gatherings when you're, with people outside of your immediate family.
Hall says the current surge far outpaces the spring, but he does say that anyone with concerning or emergency symptoms should not be afraid to go to the emergency room. Republicans in the State House abruptly canceled yesterday's committee hearings and floor session. Democrats in the House are questioning the reason Republicans are giving for that cancellation. We have more from Tracy Samilton.
Republicans canceled legislative work after State Representative Scott Van Singel acknowledged he's recovering from a bout of COVID-19. They said the reason for canceling is there is, quote, nothing immediately time-sensitive up for a vote on the floor. But Democratic House Minority Leader Christine Gregg questioned that explanation. She said the cancellation is a reminder that, quote, Republican leadership has failed to take the steps necessary to allow the House to continue functioning safely during this pandemic, end quote. Republicans did not take up a Democrat-sponsored bill that was introduced in April to allow legislative work to take place remotely during the pandemic. I'm Tracy Samilton.
As the Great Lakes face stressors from climate change, habitat loss, and invasive species, a new report is trying to make sense of how those different stressors interact. We have more on that from Ben Thorpe.
Scientists say in the past, individual stressors have often been treated as silos, individual problems unconnected to one another. Now, Dr. Don Uzarski, a Central Michigan University researcher who worked on the report, says scientists are trying to understand how different stressors interact.
Well, we really have to understand these interactions. Otherwise, we could be fighting in too many directions and not really knowing the true outcome of these interacting stressors. So we first have to understand how they're reacting to each other.
Uzarski says many stressors, such as algal blooms and climate change, are synergistic, meaning together they make a problem worse. But occasionally, he says, different stressors can cancel each other out. He says understanding how stressors interact will help in identifying the best ways to help the lakes. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
In our forecast, a mix of sun and clouds for mid-Michigan today. It'll be mostly cloudy farther north. A few rain and snow showers are possible statewide as well. Highs from 37 to 44, 3 Celsius in Ontario. And tonight, showers come to an end, then it'll be partly cloudy to mostly clear. Lows will be in the mid to upper 20s or minus 2. And that is your morning news roundup for this Friday. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again on Monday.